Welcome to Time with Appa, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is July 18, Thursday, 2019, day 199. Today's topic, from unchanged deadly character to changed. Deadly character. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 75 verses 1 to 10, 1 Chronicles chapter 26 verse 12 to chapter 27 verse 34, Romans chapter 4 verse 13 to chapter 5 verse 5, Proverbs 19 verse 17. Today's main passage, Romans chapter 5 verses 1 to 5. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. While listening, today I have an important catch from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. There are quite a number of Christians have been causing lots of unresolved problems in themselves, their marriage, their family, their workplace, and their churches because of their character, unchanged character. Let me give a typical example starting from my own family. My grandfather, my father and his family, myself and my family, most of us are very easily become angry. Sometimes when people saying something and we take that as an attack to us and tear off the good relationship we had before. Do you have such kind of weaknesses in your own character? If you have, today is the golden opportunity for you to receive freedom, healing and renewal. Because there are steps to change our bad or even deadly character from today's Romans. Number one, only Jesus can help you. Number two, filling with the Holy Spirit. Number three, through suffering, difficult or unpleasant time. Number four, produce perseverance. Number five, changed character. Number six, full of love. Number seven, God's name being glorified. These seven steps could help you to change your bad character. Do you think it would work? I find out because of a number of people in our church, including me, completed one time to many times the 5 days pastoral care school. PCS. And the past 3.5 years of non-stop daily 6 a.m. time with Abba, we have many good changes. Good changes in our character. But character is very difficult to change. If you want to know whether you have really changed, you need to wait for some difficult time to happen. Then you know whether you have more perseverance or still full of anger or greed or self-centered. So on. Until that examination comes, you won't know whether you have changed or not. For example, this morning someone spoke something, but I took it as speaking against me and I was angry. Poor me. The examination paper was there, but I failed this morning. I do hope that I'll pass the next time. Now, this is special. This is something I wrote 3 hours after I wrote that sharing about in Chinese and recorded in Chinese. And I just translate that into English half an hour ago. And after examination came just 3 hours, I said, as above, I do hope that I'll pass the next time. It comes, the next time is 3 hours later. Someone says something neutral. Neutral, but I took it as against me again. Ah, because of the catch I had this morning, I passed. I passed that exam and I have a character change. Though it needs consistency. Pray for me, and I'm going to pray for you to pass the exam when it comes the next time. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, fill us and pour down your fresh anointing upon us that we can pass our character exam the next time it comes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and calling have you received from today's message? Number two, what is the next one step for you to pass your character exam the next time it comes? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.